Good morning, DFS Army. It's Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Keg, here for another NBA First Look podcast. We got six games on tap on Tuesday, April 13th. Got a lot of baseball as well, you know, full swing. It's been a lot of fun, but basketball is still here. Been a little crazy, but been a lot of fun. Been smashing the bets over at Sportsbet Army. If you're not over there, hit that link below. 5-1 yesterday. I'm up over 20 units for April. So if you want a little piece of that, all my bets are over at Sportsbet Army now. And it's been a lot of fun. But again, six-game slate. Got a lot of injury news on this slate to go through. But again, that seems to be like with every NBA slate. So we'll just jump right into it. Before that, hit that like button for me. Subscribe to the channel. And let me know that you want me to keep doing these videos. And let's just crank these out. All right, as you can see, I have DraftKings in the background. I will build a sample FanDuel lineup as well when we get to the end of it. And we'll just go through these games, talk about a little injury news, maybe some places to go, some pivots to get off some guys, and we'll just dig into it right here. So first game on tap, we have Atlanta at Toronto, 223.5 over under Toronto favored by 3. Cam Reddish, Chris Dunn, Hunter, Collins, all out for Atlanta. Trae Young is questionable. Gallinari is doubtful, and Tony Snell is out as well. And for Toronto, we have OG. He should be in today, but no Fred VanVleet, no Harris. Watson is questionable, so no Fred VanVleet. Should be all Lowry, Siakam, OG here. But again, on the Atlanta side, if we do get some news that Trae Young does sit, Bogdanovich and Herder and Luol are going to have to just carry this team against Toronto. Toronto hasn't been a good team as it is. But if Trae Young plays, man, I have no problem playing Trae Young here. He's 9,100 on DraftKings. He's 8,900 on FanDuel. But again, with all these other guys out, and Toronto's not a good defensive team, you know, it's a guy that I would have a little bit of interest here. But Bogdanovich, man, he is priced up. 6,800 on DraftKings. He is priced at 7,300 on FanDuel. But 48, 19, 41, 33 over his last four. It's going to see monster minutes, monster shots. He's just going to have to score if Trey's out. So if Trey's out, I mean, I think you got to play Bogdanovich. I'm going to throw him in here. Even at 6,800, I think we got 40-point upside all day long, especially against Toronto. I also think we can look at Capella in this matchup as well. 8,500 on DraftKings, 9,300 on FanDuel. But again, no Collins there, so the rebounds are going to be there. 43, 41, 35, 53 over his last four. But the minutes are there. 35, 37, 28, and 32. I think we're going to see 30-plus minutes out of him. And he's just been a point, you know, fantasy point monster. 1.37 fantasy points per the season. You have to like some Capella as well, even at 8,500. So I don't mind playing both of these guys if you want to play Bogdanovich and Capella. And I think you can even play Kevin Herter as well at 5,300. I have no problem that. If Trae Young is out, these are the guys that are going to carry the team. They're going to play heavy minutes. Kevin Herter's 22, 27, 27 over his last three. You know, Bogdanovich is taking a lot of those shots. So that's why we're not seeing the big upside. But 5,300, I don't mind him, but he would be the third piece here. I think we just stick with Capella and Bogdanovich here in hopes that Trae Young does sit. The line's pretty close here on Toronto, so maybe he does play. But again, it's the first game of the night. Starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we should know. Heading over to the Toronto side, like I said, VanVleet is out. So it's going to be Kyle Lowry, Siakam, OG as the guys that are going to you know, carry this team right now. Lowry, 7,200 on FanDuel, 7,400 on DraftKings. Put up 41 in 37 minutes against New York Knicks in a very similar situation as this. So I don't mind. This is a fair price for him going up against Atlanta as well. So 7,400 is pretty cheap with no VanVleet. The ball's going to be in his hand completely. Going to play a ton of minutes. So you got to like it. Same kind of thing. OG's a little expensive here. 7,100 on both sides. 26, 33 over his last two. The minutes are there. I just don't know if the shots are going to be. I think Siakam's going to take a few more. He's 8,600 on DraftKings, 8,700 on FanDuel. Played 36, 38, 41, 36 minutes over his last four. 28, 42, 44, 37. Didn't fare so well against New York, but should have no problem here against Atlanta. So I don't mind if you want to run it back with both the Siakam and Lowry or just one of them. I'm going to throw Lowry in this lineup. You know what? And I'll throw Siakam in here as well. We can always get rid of him later, but those are the two guys I would focus on. OG's a little bit more expensive than I would like to pay for him. Better play on FanDuel where you can put him at the small forward position, but on DraftKings, I don't think I'm going to go there. And again, Don't forget about Trent Jr. He's going to be shooting a ton. 6,200 on FanDuel, 6K on DraftKings. I think this takes away a little bit from OG's upside as well when it comes to the scoring. But 29, 63 over his last two. The shots should be close to 20. Don't mind looking a little Trent Jr. as well. So even if you don't want to play some Siakam, maybe you play Lowry and Trent Jr. here instead of Siakam. So we'll have to see how lineup construction goes, but this could be a way. I would have a couple pieces of this game for sure, just with the injury news. And again, a lot of the Atlanta side is going to hinge upon if Trae Young is going to play. And then for Toronto, it's just basically picking out of Lowry, Siakam, OG, and Trent. I don't think I'm going to play Boucher at 6,900 on DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. I'm definitely not paying that. But, you know, I just rather go up to Capella. So those are the guys I'm looking at. I'm not going to look at any of these bench guys. You know, not for me. Let's go to the next game. We got the Clippers at Indy, 229.5 over under. The Clippers favored by 2.5. We got no Kawhi Leonard here, no Miles Turner on the other side, and still Ibaka is still out for the Clippers as well. So it's going to be all Paul George here, 8,700 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he is priced at 9K. Going to be doing everything here. Maybe this is where we don't go Siakam here. Siakam, we go Paul George. I wish Paul George was a small forward eligible as well. It sucks he's shooting guard, but he's the kind of a guy you have to consider, you know, with all the uses are going to be there. No, you know, they've basically, you know, there's no Sweet Lou to take those shots from him. He's going to be the whole team going up against Indy. Yeah, he played for Indy years ago. It's a close spread. You know, it's going to be on the back of him basically. So you got to like Paul George here. I think if you're playing cash games, you got to fit him in. So if you throw him in here, we only got 3,300 left. So we probably can't get to both Capella and Siakam here. One of these guys is going to have to go. So we'll throw Siakam out. And maybe this is where I go back and we'll throw Trent Jr. in here because he's small forward eligible, which I do like. At 6K, and this is 4,200 left, so a little bit more to play with here. But anyways, yeah, Paul George probably going to be core on both sites. Again, 8,700 on DraftKings, 9K at FanDuel. Just the usage is going to be monstrous with Kawhi out there. Close spread, you know, playing his old team against Indy. That's who I'm looking at the most. If you want to look at Reggie Jackson, 5,600 on FanDuel, 5,400 on DraftKings, I guess you could. Marcus Morris, 5,400 on FanDuel, 5K on DraftKings. Put up 44 against Detroit. So he's got big upside, more of a tournament play for me. You got DeMarcus Cousins here, only played 6 minutes against Houston. I don't think we can go there. The minutes just aren't there for Cousins. He's not going to play a ton, so I don't know why he's priced up so much there. Luke Kennard, only 4,200 on FanDuel. I kind of like that. He's 4K on DraftKings. 24 and 25 minutes over his last two games, but only put up 12 and 19 fantasy points. So, you know, Terrence Mann's the guy's playing a ton. He's 5,100 on FanDuel, 4,800 on DraftKings. 14, but put up 40 against Houston. So he's another guy that's kind of like Marcus Morris. They got a lot of guys on here that can hit their ceiling, you know, but we got Rajon Rondo as well. We got to watch out for. He's 4K on FanDuel, 3,400 on DraftKings, 18 and 35. He can get it done in a hurry. At 3,400, we might slide him in this lineup at the guard position because we need some value. And if Rondo can play us about 20 minutes, man, he might be able to get there for us at that value. So we'll throw him in this lineup, guy you can look at. But it is all Paul George. And then, you know, I'm going to sprinkle in, you know, maybe some Rondo on DraftKings. And then, you know, in tournaments, maybe some Jackson, Morris, Zubac, you know, going up against Indy. 5,300 on FanDuel, 5,200 on DraftKings. Put up 38 against Detroit, but 18 and 12. I need those minutes, man. I need to make sure that he's going to play 30 minutes. It's all about how many minutes they're going to play him. So just a tournament option. I think I'm going to stick with Paul George and Rondo here. Let's head on over to the other side on Indy. Sabonis, 8,800 on DraftKings. He's priced at 9K on FanDuel. I don't have no problem playing Sabonis here. Caris LeVert, 8,300 on FanDuel, 7,500 on DraftKings. Another kind of thing. Put up 53 against Memphis here in 35 minutes. He definitely has that massive upside, but he is priced where he needs a 40 burger to pay off. And I don't think I want to go there. You know, with Brogdon healthy, you know, TJ McConnell's there. It's not a place that I really want to go. You know, they can play a ton of guys, a ton of different minutes going up against the Clippers. I just, it's not a, you know, we're not getting a, you know, maybe Brogdon would be the one guy I think that you could look at price on DraftKings, specifically at 6,700. He's 7,500 on FanDuel. I guess if you're going to look at a guy, I don't mind looking at him. Did put up 62 against Memphis, but it was a massive, 150 or 257 total in that game. 132 to 125. But if you look at that, you know, we got 23, 18, 45, you know, kind of all over the place. It's just, if you're playing cash games, I can't do it. But in tournaments, yeah, Brogdon, LeVert, Sabonis would be the only guys I would look at here. Let's head on to the next game. We've got Lakers at Charlotte, 208.5 over under. Charlotte favored by 1.5. Still no AD. No LeBron. You know, they're still going to be out for a while. PJ Washington is probable on the Charlotte side. But on the Lakers side, you know, again, they just played last night, lost against the Knicks. They've been playing a ton of, you know, they're back-to-back 3-4. Got to have some tired legs here going, you know, on the road again to Charlotte. Drummond really disappointed. 6,700 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. 25 minutes, only put up 17 fantasy points. Before that, put up 37 and 38. I don't know if he's going to see more than 25 minutes, so it's really hard to pay that tag on him. Dennis Schroeder, 6,900 on FanDuel, 6,500 on DraftKings. 31, 27, 38 over his last three. Played 37 minutes last night. So only played 20 before that because he did get ejected with Kyrie Irving. And then 40 before that. So he's going to keep playing massive minutes. I know he's on a back-to-back 3-4. Kind of guy that we have to look at a little bit, even going up against Charlotte here. I think he's just too cheap at 6,500. I don't know if we can fit him in this lineup. Yeah, we got 2,700 left. So, maybe you want to play him over Trent because he feels a little safer. Trent might have more upside, but I think we could still play some Schroeder. This is the problem. Trent was great because he's a forward, so maybe we can find another one. But I don't think you can play Trent and Schroeder together unless maybe if you want to get off Kyle Lowry and go that route. But and all these other guys, I can't really go look at him later, especially, Kyle Kuzma's too expensive at 6,800 and 7K. If you're picking anybody, it's Schroeder, Drummond, and Kuzma, and Schroeder's my favorite guy. Over on the Charlotte side, again, they're still without, Ball and Hayward and Monk. They just don't have a lot of playmakers. It's just all of Graham and Rozier, going up against the Lake Show here. So, if we look at a little bit of pricing, $8,200 on DraftKings is super expensive for Terry Rozier. Over on FanDuel, he's only 7K. That's a much better price tag on him, but $8,200 is a little expensive. I don't want to pay that for Terry Rozier on DraftKings at all. Jalen McDaniel's still cheap, though, over on DraftKings. He is only $4,300 on DraftKings. He's 6K on FanDuel. We're getting a hell of a tag on him on DraftKings. If we look at his game log here, 20, 40, 38. You take 20 out of him, and we're going to see 30 minutes out of the guy for $4,300 going against the Lakers. I have no problem playing him. I'll throw him right in here. Fits perfect in this lineup. I think that's the guy you're looking at here on DraftKings. If you want to take a chance on like Miles Bridges at 5,800 with PJ Washington back, it's kind of like one of them can have a big game, but I don't think they'll both have a big game together, and they're very similar prices. So I'd make a rule saying if I had PJ Washington, I don't want Bridges and vice versa. They kind of take away from each other. And Devontae Graham against 6,300 on DraftKings. He's priced at 6,600 on FanDuel. Don't love it, but man, McDaniels might be a core piece for me on DraftKings. That is just too cheap of a tag. And if you're looking, such a price discrepancy when it comes to FanDuel to DraftKings, 4,300 and 6K on FanDuel. So that's the where I'm looking at. I'm not really looking anywhere else here. Again, I'm going to fade that price on Rozier. Definitely want to play McDaniels and then look at Bridges, Washington, and Graham. Let's move on to the next game, OKC at Utah. Utah lost last night. Washington put it to them, but man, we smashed our prop bets yesterday on the Utah side. Again, went 5-1 yesterday, up 20 units this month. Utah's favored by 16.5 on a back-to-back. Probably have a bad taste in their mouth at home losing against Washington. I think it's the first time they've lost on their home court in the last 25 games. So they definitely didn't want to lose there. But on the OKC side, no Mike Muscala, Pugazevsky's out. No Hall, no Roby, no SGA. On Utah, Mike Conley's in. He was just out because of rest. It wasn't because he was hurt. And then Jordan Clarkson is questionable. He was doubtful. He was ruled out yesterday, but he's questionable. If they play, I mean, they're favored by 16.5. They should be able to just railroad this team, do whatever they want to do. But on the OKC side, with these injuries, Utah's a good defensive team, especially when they got Mike Conley in that lineup. it's not a spot I can really look and say, hey, this is where I want to go. But Darius Baisley's 5,500 on DraftKings. I guess if we're going to look at one spot, you could look at him. 34, 28, 25, been very consistent. The minutes have been there. He's 5,800 on FanDuel, so I like that price for him on FanDuel. So I don't mind playing some Baisley. Bradley, I can't play. Like, they just play everybody 20 minutes, man. Nobody gets, like, massive minutes. Theo Maledon, I guess, at 5,300, if you want to look at him on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's 5,600. 18, 25, 41. It's just, there's nobody against a pissed off Utah team that just got a loss that I want to attack here. I don't want any of these guys really. Again, Baisley be the one guy you could maybe look at. Maybe some Moses Brown, but he shares minutes with Bradley at the center position. Like I said, everyone plays like 20 to 25 minutes. So I don't really want any of these guys. Over on the Utah side, like I said, Conley should be back in here. It was just a rest day. So that takes me off Ingles, off Bogdanovich a little bit here as well. Again, being 16.5-point favorites. They were in a tight rotation, but at the same time, when they're fully healthy, I can't really get there. You know, like, it's not like the all-in plays last night where I was on Mitchell and Ingles and Bogdanovich were just locks. But when they get these guys back like Conley and they're going to be such favorites, I can't pay that price for Mitchell. 9,400 on DraftKings, 9,200 on FanDuel. No thanks. Rudy Gobert to do whatever he wants to. 8K on DraftKings, 8K on FanDuel, but I don't really like it. Conley 6,900 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. I guess one guy you could look at. But it's a piece that I'm not super excited about it when Conley gets back. And if Clarkson plays as well, I definitely might just be completely off this team. But if I was going to take a chance at a guy, I would look at, you know, maybe some Bogdanovich at price. Maybe O'Neal at 4,400. He kind of fits in here. And he does a little bit of, you know, regardless of what happens, he plays pretty decent minutes. Doesn't do a whole lot of shooting, but does a little bit of everything else. So, you know, he might be a last piece we fit in this lineup here at 4,400. You know, if we get 20 out of him, great. And he kind of fits this lineup construction. So I don't mind him on DraftKings because his minutes are going to be there regardless. But again, not super high on Mitchell or Ingles today with Conley back. Let's head on over to Boston at Portland. 228 over under. Portland favored by one. Looks like Evan Fournier is out for Boston and Zach Collins for Portland here. On the Boston side, again, we got Walker, Brown, Tatum, Smart, you know, they're basically fully healthy here. Going up against Portland, though, which is a trash defensive team, I think you could take some chances on these guys, but you're not getting a discount. 9,200 on both DraftKings and FanDuel for Jason Tatum. Don't really love that price when I'd rather go Paul George, rather go Capella. Guys, I think they have more of a 50 or 60 point upside. I'm not saying that Tatum doesn't going against Portland, but not super excited about it. Jaylen Brown. 38K on FanDuel, 7,800 on DraftKings. Can't really play that one. All these when Smart's here and Walker, I just don't like it, man. I mean, like, and if you're gonna pick these guys, I don't think I would play more than one on a team. Maybe set a rule. I only went one Boston guy. Walker 6,600 on DraftKings, 6,600 on FanDuel. Again, it's just not super. I guess Robert Williams on FanDuel center, 6K. I don't mind taking a shot at him. 6K on DraftKings as well. 26, 25, 22, 17. Nothing too exciting, but going up against Portland, you know, not super exciting, but something we can look at. But again, not really too excited about playing any of these guys. Over on the Portland side, we all know it's Dame Dalla. You know, it's CJ. And now it's Norman Powell. Those are the three guys that are going to be doing the heavy lifting. But with Nurkic back and Cantor, they kind of split those center minutes because it takes away their ceilings and floor. So I can't pay that price for any one of those guys because Nurkic is not going to see massive minutes. Neither is Cantor. You know, Powell 6,400 on FanDuel, 5,700 on DraftKings. Don't love that. Lillard 95, 88 on FanDuel. You know, don't love that. CJ 81, 81. Just don't love it. Like the prices, it's a game that I don't think I need to attack. Let's head over to Miami at Phoenix, 216 over under. Phoenix favored by 3.5. Man, these are all low totals that we have today. No massive totals here. Looks like Okpala's out for Miami. Vincent is probable, and Nader is questionable for Phoenix. So on the Miami side, still no Depot here. So it's, again, it's going to be all Butler. Hero should get a little bit more run here as well with no Depot. I think you look at Hero, he's 5,500 on FanDuel, 5,500 on DraftKings, 31, 24, 29. He's going to play around 30 minutes. I think he's a guy we can look at. You know, Bam's 8,300 on FanDuel, 8,400 on DraftKings. He's a guy we can look at going up against Ayton. Ayton's horrible defensive player. We got Phoenix on a back-to-back, close spread here. So I don't mind taking some chances. Probably way lower owned than Capella, I would guess here. Capella, I think, has higher upside than Bam, but a guy I think you could look at in tournaments. And then Jimmy Butler, 9,300 again on DraftKings, 9,400 on FanDuel. Should continue to carry the load here. Going up against Phoenix, it's going to be closest on his back. Prefer him more on FanDuel at that small forward position because you got to play two. But on DraftKings, don't think I'm going to go there. There's just too many other plays I'm looking at. So Dragic, 4,600, Nunn, 4,400. You know, maybe you could look at some Nunn and Dragic on DraftKings specifically at their prices. I think those would be, you know, some of the things you can look at. But, you know, they're all going to play 20, 25 minutes. Not super excited about it. So not a place I'm going to look at playing a ton of guys. And on the Phoenix side, again, they're on a back-to-back, 3-4. Could have some tired legs here. Booker, 9,500 on FanDuel, 9K on DraftKings. I can't pay that going up against Miami. The price is just here. I just can't do it. Paul, 8,300 on DraftKings, 8,400 on FanDuel. No thanks. Ayton, 7,500 on FanDuel, 6,800 on DraftKings. No thanks. This might be a stay away spot for me. I think I'm going to focus on these early games. I think you're looking at Atlanta, Toronto. I think you're looking, you know, looking at some of these Charlotte guys, some of these Laker guys that are a little bit cheaper, the Clippers, Indy. I'm going to be focusing more on this Atlanta, Toronto game. I think it has the best value of guys we can pinpoint fantasy options, but these last two games, just spots, just pick your spots out of them. Don't be loading up and stacking these games, in my opinion. Especially not this one. This one could be an ugly game with Phoenix tired legs and then, you know, Miami surging a little bit here and they're basically healthy. Anytime Butler's out there, not a way I'm looking at it. Maybe you want to take some chances on guys like Cam Johnson at 3,500 on DraftKings, 4,100 on FanDuel, or Jay Crowder at 5,100 on FanDuel, 4,500 on DraftKings, 37, 18, 15, 25. And he's got big upside, but he's also got a pretty low floor. So just more of a tournament guy for me. But yeah, that's about it, man. That's on DraftKings. That's kind of what we're looking at. Again, that last spot right there, I think you could easily throw in Royce O'Neal. And I kind of like this lineup. But so far, it looks like Paul George and McDaniels are going to be my core plays. Just looking at it real quick. Heading on over to FanDuel so we can build a quick lineup. Kind of see where we're sitting with things. Again, it all going to hinge upon what's going on with the news. But I think we could definitely play some Paul George here at 9K just with no Kawhi Leonard. It's going to be hard not to play him. Bogdanovich is still cheap. Kyle Lowry, though, is still only 7,200. I think it's a guy we got to look at playing here at the point guard position because he's just too cheap. You can look at playing Rozier over here. He was 8,200 on DraftKings, but he was only 7K on FanDuel. I'm fine going back with Dennis Schroeder, too, even though they played, you know, they should have some tired legs as well. I'm okay with either one of these guys. I might play Schroeder in this lineup, but either way you want to go. At the center position, I think depending on the news with Atlanta, you're either going Capella or you're coming down here to like a Williams or somebody like that. It's kind of an open-ended, you know, a lot of different ways you can go. I think I'm paying up for Capella, though, if we have no Lowry. I think they're just upside is massive for him. So he's kind of a guy that I'm looking at. We get 5,500 left here. At small forward position. Again, if you don't go Capella, I'd probably look at Jimmy Butler as your spend up. But coming down here, I think there's other ways to go here. I think you can look at Kendrick Williams and Bojan Bogdanovic is still okay. I don't love him as much with Conley coming back, but I still think he could do some scoring, so I don't mind him. Like I said, it's kind of thin around here. I want to play Bogdanovich is going to be a must spend for me if we have the news that Trae Young is out. So we need that news. If I throw him in there, we got 5K left. We could still make this happen. I think I talked down here that we could look at playing Baisley and, you know, McDaniels. I love more in DraftKings at 4,200. But on FanDuel, I'm okay paying, you know, 6K for him with the minutes he's having. 21, 41, 38 over his last three. Does a little bit of everything. So, you know, the one thing you got to be careful with McDaniels, though, is just if PJ Washington, you know, does come back, should take some minutes away from him. So I don't really love him as much on FanDuel. On DraftKings, I think you can still get away with it. But on FanDuel, I'm not sure I can go there. Baisley, though, 5,800. I think we can look at there. We got 4,600 left. Like I said, Royce O'Neal is going to be in play for me regardless. Yeah, one guy that could be sneaky, if Utah Railroads OKC, Niang could actually get more run here, like in blowouts. He's got only 15 minutes against Washington's a close game, but there's like 20-point upside for him at 3,800. He could be a way to get sneaky if you think they just absolutely railroad him. And that leaves you 5,500 left in this lineup. Again, Herter and Hero, both great options. Terrence Mann as well. I think that's where you're looking at. I'm going to fade Joe Ingles here. I don't mind Gary Trent, but fading Joe Ingles with Conley coming back. So that's where I'm kind of looking like on FanDuel. You know, some hard decisions to make. Again, I think it's Paul George is going to be the one guy I'm looking at here. And then if we have no Trae Young, Bogdanović and Capella are going to be play both Bogdanovic's here. But Bogdanović, the Bogdan type, and Clint Capella are going to be guys that I'm looking at pairing with George as my sped ups and then kind of going mid-range here at point guard. So that's what I'm kind of looking at. Again, I hope this video helped you out. Again, head on over to DFS Army, use promo code CashCake, save yourself 10%, get the cheat sheets, the projections, and see what we're on. And again, if you want to get some bets, head on over to SportsBet Army, get the link down below. Been on a damn heater, almost 20 units up myself in April, and Anthony and John and them guys have been crushing it as well. We just have had a phenomenal April, and we're just going to keep going on this train. And again, I will see you on the flip side. Deuces.